Good evening. This is Akashvani Kohima. I am Jejunya Mehta with the news. The headlines. Chief Minister Nipyo Ryo chairs meeting of Political Affairs Committee of Nagaland Government. Prime Minister Narendra Modi flags off India's first Vande Bharat sleeper train between Howrah and Guwahati. Department of Land Resources organizes Project Level Watershed Mahotsav 2026 at Zinhebuto District. And Election Commission issues clarification on Form 7 procedure. And now the news in detail. The Political Affairs Committee, PAC, of the Nagaland government, chaired by Chief Minister Nipyo Ryo, today held a meeting in Chimakedima district. Speaking to the media after the meeting, Chief Minister Ryo addressed concerns regarding the occupation of airport and railway land by armed forces. He stated that the matter would be taken up with the concerned ministry to explore alternatives. The Chief Minister stated that if the armed forces do not move out, then they will have to provide the state with a new airport as decided in the meeting. Deputy Chief Minister T.R. Ziliang informed that the PAC deliberations primarily focused on the Naga political issue. He said the committee resolved to make renewed efforts in 2026 to achieve tangible outcomes. Stressing the need for unity, Ziliang highlighted the importance of creating a common Naga platform. Responding to questions on the existence of more than 33 Naga political groups, Ziliang said the government is urging Naga tribal bodies and the civil society organizations to come together and unite under a single umbrella.
We have not adopted any resolution. We have to discuss on the issue of Naga political problem. So this year we should initiate, put our best to come out with some result, that decision. And we should try to create Naga common platform of Nagaland. Because all the NGOs are fragmented and all the organizations speak in their own way about Naga issue. So we should have only one apex body that who will talk about Naga issue. Only one organization can speak about Naga issue.
Also briefing the media, MLA and chairperson of the Subdivisional Planning and Development Board, Bhandari Achumbemo Kikon, said while no resolution was passed, members reached a common understanding to vigorously pursue the resolution of the Naga political issue in 2026. The meeting was attended by members of the Legislative Assembly, advisors and Rajya Sabha MP S. Pangnon Konyak. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today flagged off India's first Vande Bharat sleeper train between Howrah and Guwahati Kamakhya at Malda Town Railway Station. Mr. Modi also virtually flagged off the Guwahati Howrah Vande Bharat sleeper. The fully air-conditioned Vande Bharat sleeper train is set to offer passengers an air-like travel experience at economical fares. It will make long-distance journeys faster, safer, and more convenient. Speaking on the occasion, Prime Minister Modi said this is what the trains of a developed India should be like, and everything envisioned is clearly visible in this Vande Bharat sleeper train.
आज भारतीय रेल के आधुनिकीकरण की तरफ एक और बड़ा कदम उठाया गया है। आज से भारत में वंदे भारत स्लीपर ट्रेनों की शुरुआत हो रही है। ये नई वंदे भारत स्लीपर ट्रेन देशवासियों के लंबे सफर को और आरामदायक बनाएगी, शानदार बनाएगी, यादगार बनाएगी। विकसित भारत की ट्रेनों ये कैसी होनी चाहिए, इस वंदे भारत स्लीपर ट्रेन में आप साफ साफ नजर आता है।
Prime Minister Modi remarked that Indian Railways is undergoing a transformation with electrification of railway lines and modernization of stations. He highlighted that today, including West Bengal, more than 150 Vande Bharat trains are running across the country, highlighting that India's rail engines, coaches and metro coaches are emerging as symbols of India's technology. Mr. Modi said Indian Railways is becoming not only modern but also self-reliant.
भारतीय रेल आधुनिक होने के साथ साथ आत्मनिर्भर भी हो रही है। भारत के रेल इंजन, भारत के रेल के डिब्बे, भारत के मेट्रो कोच, ये सब भारत की टेक्नोलॉजी की पहचान बन रहे हैं। आज हम अमेरिका और यूरोप से ज्यादा लोकोमोटिव बना रहे हैं। दुनिया के कई देशों को पैसेंजर ट्रेन्स और मेट्रो ट्रेन्स के कोच का एक्सपोर्ट करते हैं और इन सब के कारण हमारी इकोनॉमी को बहुत लाभ मिलता है, हमारे नौजवानों को रोजगार मिलता है।
Nagaland State Department of Land Resources today organized a Project Level Watershed Mahotsav 2026 under PMKSYWDC 2.0 at Zinibato District. Speaking at the program, District Project Officer, Land Resources Department, Zinibato, I. Akatochishi highlighted the importance of the Pradhan Mantri Krishi Sinchai Yojana PMKSY in addressing water scarcity. He stated that many streams are gradually drying up, affecting even the availability of drinking water, which calls for urgent and collective action in watershed management. Mr. Chishi also mentioned that Sapime Village emerged as the national winner of the Watershed Jan Bhagidari Cup 2025 and was awarded 10 lakh rupees for its outstanding performance. Addressing the event, Deputy Commissioner Zinibato Dharam Raj said that despite receiving abundant rainfall, Nagaland continues to face water scarcity due to improper watershed management. He added that the state is still unable to meet the United Nations guideline of 250 liters of water per person per day. In this regard, the DC called for strong community participation in watershed initiatives. The program also witnessed the virtual and digital launching of Bhumi Pujan for new works in the project areas, digital Lokarpan for completed works, Mission Watershed Punarutan, and the launch of competitions on social media platforms to promote information, education and communication IEC activities and enhance public outreach. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For a quick news update, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News on Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You are listening to the evening news. Amid allegations and counter-allegations treated between TMC and BJP in West Bengal over Form 7, the Election Commission of India has clarified that any registered voter within a specific constituency could submit any number of forms. The Commission said there is no limit on how many forms an individual can submit. However, to prevent misuse of the process, if a person files more than 5 objections, that will trigger a mandatory review by the Electoral Registration Officer to ensure the legitimacy of the claims. The Central Nagaland Students Association has urged the state government and concerned recruitment authorities to uphold fairness, transparency and accountability in the forthcoming written examinations of Nagaland police recruitment. The association said that it is imperative that the remaining stages of the recruitment process are conducted in a free, fair and impartial manner so as to maintain public trust and ensure that merit prevails above all else. The association also acknowledged the government's effort in addressing the long-standing vacancies in the Nagaland Police Department, stating that the step has created meaningful employment opportunities for the Naga youth. The newly completed bypass road adjacent to Kuchije local ground Kohima will be open for vehicular traffic with immediate effect. According to an order issued by Deputy Commissioner and Chairman Regional Transport Authority Kohima, B. Hanok Buchem, the road will be open exclusively for light motor vehicles. The order stated that the bypass will function strictly as a one-way road with traffic moving from the south gate towards Raza Point Junction via the north gate of Kuchije local ground. Vehicular entry from Raja Point Junction towards the North Gate has been prohibited. In addition, all street vendors currently operating in and around Raja Point area, NST area, DC Office Road and Pulbari have been directed to relocate to designated spaces along the bypass road. Parking of vehicles along the entire stretch of the bypass road has also been strictly prohibited. Chief Minister Nipyo Rio has conveyed greetings and best wishes to the Tikir community on the occasion of Kerlang Ni. In his message, the Chief Minister expressed hope that the auspicious celebration would inspire unity and brotherhood and renew the collective resolve for peace, progress and harmony among the people. Rajya Sabha MP from Nagaland S. Pangnong Konyak has also extended Kerlang Ni festival greetings to the Tikir community. The MP expressed hope that the festival ushers in renewed hope, harmony and goodwill while strengthening the bonds of togetherness within the community. And to end the news, here are the headlines once again. Chief Minister Nipyo Rio chairs meeting of Political Affairs Committee of Nagaland Government. Prime Minister Narendra Modi flags off India's first Vande Bharat sleeper train between Howrah and Guwahati. Department of Land Resources organizes Project Level Watershed Mahotsav 2026 at Zanaputur District, and Election Commission issues clarification on Form 7 procedure. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. Good night.